Katie went on a girls' trip with her sisters. She has two sisters. Katie's the oldest and least successful.
Well, and also the least attractive, the least successful, the least mature. I mean, the list goes on.
Least generous with your kidneys.
It's so true.
yes.
But Katie's sister, Molly, who is the kindest.
And the youngest.
And the youngest, and donated a kidney to your dad, which is amazing. I know he's doing so much better.
It's so selfless.
He didn't even ask Katie. He's like, that kidney's already ruined.
That would be my liver, but yes.
Oh, liver, I'm sorry. And I know you would have anyway.
Yeah.
Said the meanest thing anyone has ever said to you while on this trip.
We had gone to a winery, and several wineries, and we were staying at this bed and breakfast, and we woke up the next day. And you know, if you've, Jared, you might not understand just the hangover feeling, but you guys will get it.
Yeah.
That when you are drinking all day long, you just do not feel so hot the next day at all. And lots of things are happening to your body that maybe like you can't explain. But I went to go take a shower. I left breakfast. We're all sitting out in the common area of this awesome bed and breakfast. And they're in the middle of making us breakfast. And I'm sitting, and I said it to my sisters at one point. It's just the three of us. I said, I am going to go take a very quick shower because I've been going to the bathroom nonstop. You know how that will happen after you.
Number one or two?
Number two.
It was number two.
Number two.
It's rare
you
for
know,
you.
I know. But you know how, like, you get the liquor.
Yeah.
Or the beer. And so when you're like, oh, you just got to go. And I'm feeling a little bit queasy. My head's pounding. I'm feeling like I probably smell pretty badly just from, you know, the whole deal.
Tore it up.
Yeah, we definitely did. We were drinking all day long.
Yeah.
And so
wine can hit you too because I drink wine like beer, but it's like three times the amount.
Yes, and we were doing all the tastings all day long, right? So I leave breakfast. I leave my sister sitting there to go take a very quick shower. And when I run back and I sit down and I have my hair soaking wet, I brushed it back, and I obviously don't have any makeup on, and I'm wearing a robe that they provided us at the bed and breakfast, but now I'm sweating, even though I'm just fresh from my shower. I'm sweating because of the alcohol is pouring out of my body, and I have on this, like, an old band t-shirt. So I peel off my robe, and I'm sitting in the band t-shirt, and I look over at my sister, and she turns and she goes, "You look exactly like Charlize Theron from Monster."
From Monster?
Not a compliment. Not at all. She played a fat serial killer.
Yes.
Damn. Like a really ugly serial killer.
And I looked over at her. And I thought, I can't even fight it. I cannot even fight you on this.
I am a monster.
I know that that's how I look.
Do you Google it?
Do you know who I'm talking about?
No, I'm trying to. It's Charlize. What's her last name?
Charlize Theron. This is what.
From Monster.
She's definitely not easy to.
No.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
that's what she compared you to? What?
Not Charlize Theron.
That'd be a compliment.
No, that's a compliment.
Charlize Theron from Monster.
Jason, you haven't seen the movie?
Oh,
I just saw it. I seen the movie. It's terrible.
I could not even fight it. Wearing an old grungy looking band t-shirt. I'm fresh out of the shower, so my hair is wet slicked back.
I
just combed it back. Like, no styling, no nothing.
Oh,
I have no makeup on. My face is flushed and I'm sweating.
Yeah, maybe she was
and
right.
And I was just like, you are absolutely right. We laughed so hard after. Like, the kind of laugh where you're like, like you're not even making a sound. You're not even making a sound
were
laughing.
You hurt at all? Or?
No, I couldn't fight it. I knew that I looked like Monster.
Wow.
We do have Molly on the show, and as on one show on Netflix, they say, nailed it. Molly.
Nailed it. Hey, Mom.
Hey, good morning.
Hey. So
I don't want to come out looking like a villain. I'm glad that you set it up.
Molly, there's nothing you can do that would make you look like the villain. You're the best and most wanted sister.
Yeah, that's right. True. You gave the kidney, Molly.
Well, Katie, you set it up really well. It was a very dewy gray look from the day after.
Yeah.
The very natural shampoo left a sheen on the hair.
She
looked like a horrible serial killer.
I think I found the exact photo she's probably referencing, and the headline under that photo is, "Charlize Theron criticized for being too ugly."
Damn. Now, when it came out of your mouth, was there like a second you're like, oof, I shouldn't have said that?
Oh, absolutely. I was like, what happened to my filter? That was inappropriate. And then I, too, looked up the picture online, and I'm like, oh, no. Maybe no.
Spoiled it.
This isn't exactly what I meant. But then we were just too giddy and trying to enjoy our fresh fruit cups with fresh mint from the garden. And I'm like, I ruined it.
It was the laugh that I have been needing for a very long time. Yeah. Like the kind where it's just, and at one point, Molly, do you remember what happened? Like while we were silently laughing because we couldn't catch our breath, we were that giddy, the owners of the B&B come out and they're getting ready to serve us breakfast, and they were like,
oh, yeah.
What's so funny? Like, and we couldn't even explain it.
Monster pointing across the table. And I'm like, no, we're just kidding.
Right.
It was terrible because then they were like, okay, we're not in on this joke.
Yeah, can y'all please leave? Did y'all enjoy that restaurant that me and Jason recommended?
We went
Oh my gosh,
fantastic.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it's a great place. Mm.
So good. We had the best thing we had, and it was also very needed, the fried chicken smothered with gravy.
Oh,
sounds great right now.
Which I think led to the issues in the morning.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the monster look.
Yeah. Led to the monster appearance.
Yeah.
From
yeah.
the movie Monster.
That's some good chicken, boy.
But man,
it turned you into a serial killer.
It was the lobster or the crab bisque that I ordered. My cup was placed on the table. Colleen got two spoonfuls and passed it to Katie before it was even in my area to grab the spoon.
Yeah, there was a lot of rich food upsetting the belly on top of all the wine.
Were all the girls having problems with their number twos?
I can't speak for them.
Molly?
I'm not sure.
Molly? Me?
No. Okay.
Colleen? Because you're all sharing one bathroom, right?
Yeah, we were just sharing our
bathroom. That's the worst.
It's a disaster. Because, well, dude, like, if you're running with dudes, it's going to be
probably the most comfortable. Colleen would never, because we're sharing a bathroom. She would rather be severely backed up and not talk about it.
Yeah, she would. Mm. I am not the most comfortable because now, Molly, I'm just going to out you. Molly, we're all in the room, the bed and breakfast. We're sharing one room, and it was Molly and I were sharing a bed, and then Colleen was on a trundle, and it was a beautiful room in the B&B. And Molly, we get back. We're all putting on our robes. We have, like, eye masks, you know, just really taking advantage of not being with kids and being with our sisters and celebrating. Molly is like, who needs a robe? I'll just walk around naked. You're like, could you not?
Really?
Thank you. And she was like, oh, she would come out of the bathroom. She's like, do you guys need any of this soap? And we're like, get it out.
That's funny.
Yeah.
If my brother did that, I would die. Please.
It's a little different.
Nobody cared about
Here's
anything.
Here's the kidney scar right here that I gave to Dad.
Yeah, right. She can do what she wants.
100%.
Molly, thanks for calling in.
Love you, Molly.
Of course. You guys have a great rest of your week.
Okay.
You too.
Bye.
She's awesome.
Oh,
that's
so
hilarious, though. Monster from
Monster.
Charlize Theron's
book. I will at some point. I mean, I could do it right now, but
I'll
have to.
Did she take a picture? She didn't take a picture.
No, we didn't. I know we should have. I'll do a recreation because, you know, I'm not above that.
Okay, great. Yeah.
I'll recreate it. I'll do a side by side.
Yes, that's awesome.
I'll get hammered this weekend to do it all over.
Don't worry.
It's for the show. It's Ben, my husband Ben, is for the show.
I'm doing it
for
the weekend. I'll do it tonight.
Yeah.
Hammered tonight.
Time is up. You lose traction. If you wait that long.